You know, it's a bummer you don't get a chance to play in Lincoln, but hey, you're in a state championship game at Burwell. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and I know your kids and your coaching staff are ready, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, this is what we've been preparing for and working for, and, you know, this was the goal this year, being so close last year and, you know, losing to the same team. So, you know, kind of fun for us to get another shot at them and do it up at their place. You know, it's not Memorial, but again, the goal is to play and play for and try to win a state championship, and that's what we're doing.
Just a little bit off the Tri-County game from last week. I kind of got the feeling whoever had the ball last was going to win this game, but you were trailing, I think, 24-20, but then you went on a run, got things going, and ended the game on a great run there in the third and the fourth quarter to put the game away, and that was, no question, a great Tri-County team on the other side of the field, wasn't it?
Absolutely, and we knew that coming in. You know, even the last three opponents we've played have been, you know, very good. You know, Lords is, you know, they were one loss away from being a top 10 team for sure. You know, if their quarterback doesn't get hurt in the first game against Falls City, Sacred Heart, then, you know, they probably are, and they're a higher seed. And, you know, Stan can beat a lot of teams and has beaten a lot of teams. They're very good. You know, and again, if their quarterback isn't hurt for the Wakefield game, that might be a different story. You know, then running into an undefeated Tri-County who, you know, was as fast as we thought they were going to be, and they got to the ball, played good defense, did some tricky things on offense, put us in bad positions. And, you know, again, we just try to stay the course, and then hopefully we can wear you down in the fourth quarter, and I think we were able to do that against Tri-County.
And once again, your offense, you can run the football well, but, boy, you can definitely throw it. You got a great balance, teams. You know, they got to look out for both, don't they?
Yeah, and that's been a huge improvement from last year. It's just how much Quade's improved and, you know, throwing the ball. And attribute a lot of that to Coach Watt and what he did with those guys this summer with the quarterbacks and getting those guys prepared. And then Quade just has a knack for finding that open guy. That's something he's always really been able to do pretty well, especially scrambling. So he's starting to get back into that a little bit more where he's trying to move and use his legs. You know, one of his touchdowns against Tri-County was on boot pass, and he ended up running the ball. And so we're just, you know, trying to get him to continue to do that, use your feet, you know, in the throwing game as well as throw the ball.
I know two teams are really familiar with each other. You know each other from last year, and I know we did an interview with our good buddy Bob Jensen. Bob said he talked to you, I think, over the weekend, and you guys were kind of reminiscing about that game from last year. And you were in the thick of things. You know, I recall listening to the game last year with Mark and Coach Freeland. You were right there, just because some things kind of got away in the end, and they got the win. But, you know, it's some of the same names played last year are going to be in this game this year.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's kind of what we're trying to do. You know, a lot of teams this year, it's a four-quarter game, and, you know, being able to line up, you know, against us for four quarters, that becomes tough with our size, and that's what Burwell did to us last year. We couldn't play four quarters with them. You know, it was 14 to 10 at the end of the third, you know, and then they just started wearing us down. And so, you know, again, that's kind of been our philosophy this year, and, you know, Coach Gideon does a good job, phenomenal guy. You know, we talked quite, you know, a few times this summer, and anytime I needed anything or had any questions, you know, he was always there. And, you know, we're trying to turn our program into what those guys have and what they're doing. You know, they're playing for their fifth state title in 6 years. You know, and that's where, you know, we're trying to strive to be, where that's the expectation of the program, is to make a playoff run year in and year out.
And two teams that love to run the football. Yeah, you mentioned earlier you can throw it as well, but Burwell with the junior running back and Caleb Bush with 2,000 plus yards, and then of course their quarterback and Barrick Birch who can throw the ball again, like kind of like you two. They're balanced offense. They can do both.
Yeah, they're really good offensively as well. And again, you just think physical running game, but quarterback's known for over 1,300. You know, a lot of touchdowns. Not as big a threat running the ball. He's capable of it, and he can scramble. They don't do a lot of quarterback run, you know, as much as we do. But he's really good at keeping plays alive, finding guys down the field, especially running backs. And you know, last year, right before the half, you know, we were up 8-0, and their last drive before the half, he was able to kind of slip out and find Jace Williams and for a 2-yard pass that Williams took for a 20-something yard touchdown. So he does a good job running their offense. He can sit in the pocket and throw, or he can scramble, keep plays alive, and find open receivers. So it's going to be a challenge, just like it was last year, trying to stop, you know, both aspects of their offense.
normal work week, you know, playing on a Friday once again, and not having to wait until the Monday like the normal schedule went. But I just typically you just run your same type of practice routine the entire week.
Yeah, I mean, it's business as usual. You know, and it's an exciting week, and we wanted the kids to, you know, to really enjoy it. But at the same time, you know, we know we're going to play for a state championship, but, you know, we still got to focus. We got to get better, you know, fix the little things and, you know, have a good week of practice. And we didn't want to overhype it. You know, we want the kids to, you know, treat it just like any other game, prepare the same as you would for any other game. You know, but again, enjoy the week. You're going to go play for a state title, but there shouldn't be any nervousness. There shouldn't be any stress. You're playing for it. We got to this point, and now it's just, like I said, let's have fun. Let's enjoy the week and go play football.